Hey everyone, this is Patrick, also known as Bruce Banner, also known as the Incredible Hulk. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going through all of the MCU, from Phase 1 on, and letting the dice fall where they may. This week, we have...
Leon as Tony Stark.
Callie playing Pepper Potts.
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
I'm Tim Bannock, the Watcher. And I'll be the judge for this session.
Remember to subscribe and share and support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we?
See, the Hulk is now climbing up the side of the building and doing it at a pretty good clip. So he's going to be back up at this level pretty soon. He's obviously shaken off the effects of the repulsor blindness, and things are about to get real hairy in a couple seconds. So initiative is to you. That means Hulk is up next, and then we'll go back to what was originally at the top of the initiative with Rhodey.
Okay. I'm going to do vital signs detection.
Okay.
To find out. First off, how many people are in the immediate area, and if there's anyone in the surrounding monstrous, in the surrounding 40 areas that maybe is like a more sparse populace.
Okay. No reason for me to belabor any kind of details. You see all that. So you see the positions of where Rhodey and Coulson are coming up the elevator. You see where Pepper is in the stairwell. As much as the gala was populous and the hotel was, you know, probably had a lot of people, the expo is just beginning. So it's not like there's, and it's nighttime of the first night, so most people are dispersed already. So there's not like tons of crowds and stuff like that in the expo area. There's probably a lot of space that's pretty wide open at this point. You have a pretty decent kind of range of spaces where you have open ground.
All right. I'm going to look down at the Hulk and say the line, what was it? I look down, I say, okay, pal, let's get you out of town. And I... turn on my, and I'm kind of like, the Hulk is zoned in on me. Like, I could see that he sees me and he's charging up at me.
Unless Pat tells us otherwise.
No, that's right.
Okay. I just saw a little bit of drool go down the side of Pat's chin. So I fly over to the, I go out of the room and sort of pause for a second outside the big hole to make sure I've got his eyes and his gaze. And I fly towards probably the Unisphere at the Stark Expo.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's a very cinematic place. So I fly high property value. So I fly over to the Unisphere.
All right, you lift off and start heading over there. Hulk, you're up. You see the Iron Man take flight and begin moving. That, you know, very quickly, a lot faster than you can leap, towards like the center of this expo area, which all looks like good stuff you can smash. That's really all it looks like to you. It's like, oh, I could break that,
oh,
that,
yeah.
And I could throw that.
This is all great smashing material. All right, so yeah, I mean, I'm just trailing Tony at this point. He's my number one target, so I'm gonna go ahead and leap after him.
Okay. Tony, unless I've horribly calculated from my memory what your speed is, I don't think there's any way he can reach you. What's your speed in the?
I'm amazing.
So yeah, you can cover significantly more ground than the Hulk can, but the Hulk can cover a lot more ground than your average person. That's for darn true. So you take off in the Iron Man armor and fly out over the, you know, this expansive expo space that is still beautiful, but for how much longer, we don't know. And the Hulk, I assume you're leaping off the building and just kind of like heading that direction. Yeah.
Yeah. So, whatever kind of leaping and building is I need to otherwise leap off of to get there. Yeah.
Right. All this like debris and stuff, like as you sink your fingers into the wall and push off, you know, all this rubble comes flying off in this, you know, epic spray of debris as you go flying towards one of the other buildings, slam into it and begin kind of like leaping your way off towards the center of the expo grounds.
Colson. Can I call Rhodey while I'm flying, by the way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Interactions are free. We, as much role-playing as we can get in, do it.
I'm going to give Rhodey a quick call to give him an update.
Tony, where are you?
Hey, pal. So Bruce had an early checkout at the hotel, and we're stepping over to the expo, which I hope has paid up on its insurance.
Well, we're on our way up the the elevator.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
At this point, the elevator opens. Like, all right, well, we just got here. I just see the hole where hole.
Exactly. You guys walk out of the hotel, and just like both you and Coulson have this kind of like wide look, you know.
So I need you to do two things. I need you to capture the unconscious man in my room, and secondly, get whatever SHIELD personnel over to the expo. That's where they're needed now.
Okay, I'm just like, I just look at Coulson and just go, all right, they're Tony's leading him away to the expo.
Am I on speakerphone? Who are you no. there with?
I've got Agent Coulson here with me.
Great. Okay, get his team over to the expo as quickly as possible. Where's Pepper?
What did you do with Pepper? She is... She said she suited up, and she...
What do you mean she suited up?
She said she was in the stairway. She said she was suited up. I don't know. I thought you would know. She was with you.
Last time I saw her, she was running down the stairs with a gun. Okay, get Coulson to take care of the unconscious man in my room. Call SHIELD, and then you find Pepper. I can't believe this is the plan we have to figure out in this situation while I'm dealing with the Hulk.
Coulson, having overheard it, gives you Rhodey a wink. He's like, let me try something first. And he pulls out of the other side of his jacket what looks like, it looks kind of like a silencer, and you know, like a long attachment, barrel attachment for this little pea shooter. And he begins screwing it into the barrel, and he begins aiming. And you see him tracking the leaping movements of the Hulk, but his initiative is a little bit lower. So, Rhodey.
I just go, how's there? There's no way that thing's going to be able to hit it from this far away.
We don't know that yet. He said, and you can feel that there's something about this where he's like, it might, but it might not.
All right. While he's doing that, I'm going to go over to the unconscious guy. Okay. And check. Yep. He's not wearing any clothes.
You had to verify.
Unconscious woman.
Yeah.
And I just took her Kevlar vest.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not wearing, yep, no body armor. The other people were wearing body armor.
Yeah. No body armor, no weapons on her belt. Okay. Yeah. So you head up to her, check her vitals. She's unconscious but stable. And very, very much, very poorly armed for a mercenary.
Thank Christ, because all we need is Pepper to have more powerful weapons.
Right. Yeah. Rocket launcher.
All right.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give Pepper a call.
Okay.
This is my game. I'm playing telephone. Yeah.
You're just an operator, like plug it into the different things, you know.
Edge of your seat action this week is Willie is on the phone
for 14 rounds in an elevator.
Rhodey's T-Mobile bill is going to be out of control this month.
Yeah.
So Pepper, you're in the hallway. You have a line down this, so you see that Coulson and Rhodey run out of the elevator, head in there, and then, like, you know, you hear, you catch maybe like snippets of the conversation. Like, you hear Rhodey yelling into his phone, and then he heads across back to Tony's suite that he was staying in, where the woman was unconscious. You're getting a phone call at this point.
Hello?
Pepper, where are you? Are you out? Are you getting people away from the building?
You know, people seem to have that on lockdown, so I might be behind you, and I, like, step into Tony's suite.
I just got...
I'm alarmed.
Okay, well, the Hulk isn't here anymore, so...
Oh, good, good.
We're safe.
See, I'm so good at my job, I didn't even have to be directly involved to make sure it happened. Great. The hotel has been cleared.
Are you okay? You... look... I need both of us to just take a deep breath right now. You do that with me? Just...
And Pepper does it. Callie can't because I'm laughing too hard.
All right. What is all this?
Well, there were these mercenaries in the hallway, and you said you shot at the Hulk. Did you see them run by? So
I was chasing after one. They just disappeared.
All I was armed with was my pajamas and a lamp. So given the situation, and then I didn't even have my lamp anymore because I tried throwing it at one of the mercenaries. So I really just needed to feel like I needed some kind of armor. I needed some kind of some security, if you will. This vest, it's pretty great, right? Like, it looks okay. Good on me. This is good.
No, okay, yeah. Okay. We'll figure all that out. Let's just get this woman down and out of here. Coulson's tracking the Hulk, as I say, as I come back around to where Coulson is, see if he's still, like,
yeah, he's yes, aiming
he
that
is.
Little pea shooter.
He definitely looks like he's tracking. Hello, Agent Coulson. We meet again.
Yeah, he you know, without taking his eyes off, he's like, "Good to see you again, Miss Potts." And
is this what working with you is gonna be like always? Is it gonna be like this? Because I can get behind that.
God, why are you an adrenaline junkie now?
She's almost died like 5 times tonight, and she saw the, like, I feel like the Hulk coming at her alone. Like, she's just truly broken. In this
yeah, it actually makes sense, like, because, like, you're having, so what Tony goes through when he, like, goes through the, what is it, the portal in Avengers, and, like, all the fallout of, like, how that messes with him, where he's seen aliens now and all this stuff. Like, you've done that all in one night. You know what I mean? Like, all in really, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. I have a weird feeling that I'm going to have to become CEO. Again. Serious concerns.
Well, Pepper has never experienced, like, oh my gosh, there have been so many guns in my life tonight, and a lot of them have been pointed at me. Yeah. And one of them was a giant green monster. So it's like the fight or flight response. You don't know what's gonna happen until you're in it, man. And so
yeah. Absolutely.
That's what's happening. And she's like, if this is what really... Coulson's gonna be like, if this is what Tony being Iron Man is gonna be like, I have got to get my act together. Like, this is
I really want Tony, after all this to happen, to be like, yeah, this is what being a CEO is like. Like, this is a normal night for a CEO. Yeah. I know you were in finance, just sort of off doing your own thing, but yeah, this is what it's like.
Spent half my MBA preparing for this.
Right. Seriously. All right. So now it's Iron Man, and Coulson acts immediately after him, and then Hulk. So Iron Man, you're on deck. Iron Man, you're up. Coulson's on deck. Hulk.
How far am I from the? I mean, I'm kind of. So I'm flying.
Yeah, you're at the center of the grounds easily. Like, the grounds are big and expansive, but you can fly so fast that's nothing to you. So you probably reach it on round one, and now you have like a round or two to chill and do whatever you want. Since you have sensors and all that fun stuff that keep you aware of it, you probably see Coulson. You know, standing at the edge, like right in that big hole that you formed, that you pushed the Hulk out of, and he's got this little pea shooter looking gun with an extended barrel. He's looking like he's about to take a shot at the Hulk.
I asked Jarvis where the angriest man in Queens is currently located. If he's if he's close, or where is he?
Yeah, probably not hard to track him, as he's, you know, bounding off of all these Stark Expo buildings and pavilions in order to reach you. So he's gaining on you.
Okay. I'm going to stand at the ready.
Okay.
With my repulsor. Actually, you know what? No, we're gonna start charging up the Unibeam.
Yikes. But also probably a good idea.
Just in case this Coulson thing doesn't work out, I want to be targeted and ready. What's the deal on? Oh man, no, I guess technically we haven't closed it out because I haven't survived this encounter yet, so I haven't closed out that milestone.
There's time yet.
There's still time for me to die.
Yeah.
I can only shift around stored energy, right? I can't shift around any other, like, power to my Unibeam.
Oh, You know, I think that's well within your rights to try to do. So you can attempt to shut down one of your other systems in order to power up any other system and try to increase the power. The weapons, it's probably not going to, you know, be able to go up too much more than they are. You know, it'll only go up like one CS or something like that, most likely.
That's I'll take monstrous all day.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So how does that work with me shutting down systems? So it would just be like I would shut down my internal systems?
Yeah, you'd shut down one of your systems, which means you can't access it for the rest of this fight because you need downtime to repair it. Now, it's not downtime like inventing new armor, so that's going to take a long time. It's literally like once we have a cut between scenes where there's a day in between or 10 minutes in between, you can bring it back online, but you cannot access it for the rest of this fight.
If I cut my defensive systems, will I still have my body armor?
Yeah. So that, right. So there's certain things that because of the nature of what they are, it's not like you're going to lose them for that. Like there's no energy stored in your body armor. It's just the armor that's actually on you. So you don't lose out on something like that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm shutting down my defensive systems, which might seem sort of stupid considering the fight that I'm in, but
the trade-off may be worth it.
Look who you're talking to.
True.
So I'm shutting down my defensive systems,
all right,
and I'm shifting that over to my Unibeam.
Okay. Are you firing now, or are you just holding off?
I'm charging up because honestly, I want to see what the hell Coulson's
doing. Okay, that's right. You said it, if he doesn't work. All right, here comes Coulson's role. So Phil Coulson, marksman that he is, and he actually is, he takes his aim, takes a shot, and is rolling to hit... our good friend, the Hulk.
How much XP does Coulson have to spend?
let me actually look that up because I have that here. He's got 6 XP, so he's not working with a lot here, but he's got some. And, oh, wow, nice. So he hits, which is really important right now.
Yes, it was.
So, Hulk, you now get to make an endurance roll.
Many endurance rolls with this tin can. Yellow.
So in this case, you are rolling against an amazing intensity. So what is your endurance currently?
Amazing.
Oh, okay. So it's equal. So you have to get a yellow, and you got a yellow. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So great. So you succeeded, but barely.
Yeah.
So in this case, you're stunned for one round.
No.
So Coulson fires, and for those of you who are watching, this pistol shoots out this weird kind of like bluish-white glob of energy that hits direct hit on the Hulk as the Hulk is like jumping from one pavilion to the next, hits him and sends him spiraling out of control, and the Hulk slams into the ground. Now, you're not taking any damage because you weren't high enough where it was going to affect you. So, you know, that's good news for you. But you are stunned for one round. So you're out of commission for this round. And Coulson kind of like looks back over his shoulder to you guys and is like, that was supposed to kill him.
Oh, no.